Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
We welcome you to Alliance High School on this, it is a Monday night. We get set for the C-112 sub-district tournament. Chadron opening up as the 4 seed. They will take on the 5th-seeded Mitchell Tigers. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Jeremy Anderson, Jared Furneaux, back at our KCSR studios. Chadron's girls closed out the regular season on Friday with a tough one. They lost at Sydney 49-46. But when it comes to this Mitchell team, Cardinals have beat them twice, once in the regular season and once in the consolation semifinals of the Western Conference Tournament. Second game, a lot more convincing, got that 40-point running clock and cruised out of there. But the Cardinals looking to advance out of this game for the second straight year. Last year it was Ogallala that the Cardinals faced, took Lady Indians to overtime before they were able to pull out the win. Hope to make that magic happen again this year. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll take a break. Our Chadron Lock keys to the game on the way here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
The Chadron Federal Credit Union would once again like to invite our members to the annual membership dinner on Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron. It will be a night filled with tons of great prizes and great food. Doors will open at 5:30 with dinner starting at 6. Reservations are required, so please stop in to the Chadron Federal Credit Union or give us a call at 432-2588 to purchase your tickets. It's our 2024 annual member dinner, Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show on KCSR online at Chadron.com. Let's take a look at your Chadron Lock keys of the game. Chadron Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. That is Mr. John Kreil. And again, most recent matchup goes back to the Western Conference tournament for these two. And for Chadron, they ran away 61-19. In fact, they held Mitchell to just 3 second-half baskets in that contest. And the defensive effort, you're going to have a lot of that same defensive effort here tonight. And really what you want to do, this is going to be a week where you can play 3 games in 4 days. We are in the postseason, and it is survive and advance. And if you're Shadron, you come out tonight, get the early lead, and then play yourself into allowing that bench to go a little deeper and play off of them a little bit, and let Coach Scott get some of those girls in and get some playing done on time tonight. That's where you're at. You want to get business taken care of and get out of here. Attack the rim, play solid defense tonight, and hit the open basket. You know, that's we look at most recently Sydney, and it's when Shadron started attacking again that it was able to open up some of the outside stuff that Shadron is able to hit there in the second half. And so play to that again. Attack the basket against this Mitchell team, and who's only coming out with eight players tonight. They're only suiting eight Tigers tonight. So we'll see. Shadron's going to have the numbers to run. Run. And like I said, get business taken care of tonight. Our keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock. We'll take a break. Country Kitchen starting lineups. We get closer to tip-off on KCSR and Shadron.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker. This one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
Back out to Alliance High School. It's the side of the C-112 sub-districts. Shadron, the fourth seed, coming in at 12-11 on the year, getting ready to take on the Mitchell Tigers. Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. For the Mitchell Tigers, they are in the road blacks tonight with the white numerals and orange trim. They'll go with Addie Bolin, the 5'10 sophomore. Ellie Tao, the 5'8 sophomore. Brenlyn Chabot, the 5'8 sophomore. Caitlin Keener, the 5'9 junior. And Jolie Shrewery, the 5'10 sophomore. Shadron in the home whites, black numerals, red trimmed under the direction of Kelsey Scott. Will be Jaylee McCartney, the 5'10 senior. Demi Ferguson, the 5'11 senior. Tegan Box, the 5'7 junior. Kendall Carnahan, the 5'8 senior. And Tamara Saloon, the 5'7 senior. We'll take a break, come back, tip off next on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
People bank with people, At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Again, your starters in this one for Mitchell to be Bolin Patel, Chabot, Keener, and Shrury. So those are your starters for the Mitchell Tigers. And for Shadron, it'll be McCartney, Ferguson, Bach, Carnahan, and Tavares Salud. Our tip-off brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trey Strothide and State Farm is there for you. Shadron will be moving right to left to start this game on your AM radio dial. Mitchell's going to be moving left to right. Again, Shadron hoping to advance to the sub-district semifinal. Second straight year they've been in this bunny bracket game. Season ended last year against Bridgeport in the semifinals. Of course, you have Sydney as the one seed. Bridgeport is the two seed. Gordon Rushville, the three seed. And so the top half or the bottom half of this bracket is Gordon Rushville and Bridgeport tomorrow night at 6:30 at Sydney. Sydney is awaiting the winner of this one. Demi Ferguson will jump against Annie Bolin, and we are set to go from Alliance High School. As our official, I believe he's trying to straighten his whistle out before we get going, has to hand the ball off to one of the players trying to get his whistle all working in the right direction. We are ready to go. Ball is in the air between Bolin and Ferguson, and Shadron wins the opening tip, and we're underway. The postseason is here. Win and advance. Here's Carnahan left side of the floor as Mitchell comes out in a zone defense. Ball goes onto the wing. Bach looks inside for Ferguson. Ferguson baseline drive underneath. Carnahan the shot up. Won't drop. Ball knocked around. Rebound pulled in by Shrury. And Mitchell has it for the first time tonight in the front court. Again, these two teams have met twice this season. Shadron has won both of them and ran away with the second one by 42 points. Ball goes left wing into the hands of Chabot. She'll dribble it top of the key, skip past near side, right down in front of that Shadron bench. High post look, turn around. Keener looks to kick it back on the wing. Now to the corner, three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim, rebound brought in by Demi Ferguson. Ferguson to the front. Into the front court. Here's Carnahan, drops it off. Saloon loses it, keeps it tapped in. Ferguson goes up and drops it in. Ferguson gives Shadron the lead, 2-0 here. 6:44 to go, opening quarter. Bolin at the top of the key, dribbles left, swings it onto the wing. That's Patel. Back to Bolin in the left corner, back to Patel. She'll fire up a long three, airballed it, and it will go out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Cardinals here, 6.5 to go, first quarter. Back underway. Mitchell's going to pick up at half court here. Bolin's going to try to force Bach to go right instead. Tagan comes back to her left, finds McCartney into the corner. Carnahan back up top. Tagan, Bach fires from distance. Got it! Tagan, Bach hits the three, and it's 5-0 Shadron. Again, Cardinals win. They would play Sydney tomorrow as Bach gets the steal. A one-on-one to the basket. The layup missed. Rebound, Demi Ferguson. Can't hit the putback either. And the rebound from Mitchell. Again, is Shadron winning to have a date with Sydney, a team that they've lost two times this year by a combined 4 points. Turnaround jumper on the way, up and in from Tao. And it's 5-2, Shadron. Carnahan on the wing, spins, drops it back out to Bach. Bach finds Ferguson and McCartney, left corner inside. They look for Saloon. Saloon backs their way in, can't hit. Ball loose, Carnahan picks it up off the window, shoots it too strong. Rebound loose, picked up by the Tigers. 5:19 first quarter, 5-2 your score. Shadron leads it. Straight away is Keener. She'll swing it back up to Bolin. Bolin dribbles off under the right wing. 5:05 on the clock. Here's Patau towards the baseline. Cut off back in the corner. Bolin, Ferguson in her face. Patau comes back, Bolin comes back out, has it knocked away. Gathers it back in, and now a timeout called by Mitchell. Timeout on the floor. Cardinals lead 5-2. We're back in 30 after this T Solana Boutique timeout.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. H&R Block in Shadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Back at Full Lions High School. 5-2 your score. Shadron leading in this C-112 play-in game. Winner gets Sydney tomorrow. Ball top of the key, Shuri. Ball above her head. Shadron into a zone trapping defense. Ball goes right corner to Bolin. Baseline drive. And she will lose it. Taken by Carnahan. Carnahan up ahead. There's Saloon. Saloon all the way in. The layup for Tavera Saloon. 7-2 Shadron, the 5-point lead. Here's Bolin, swings it off onto the right wing to Patau. Looks inside, taken away by Demi Ferguson. Ferguson without a dribble needs help. Ball up ahead, McCartney. Finds Kendall Carnahan on that far wing. Dribbles up, here's Bach into another three. Missed it off the back rim. Rebound pulled in by Shuri. Mitchell clears it out. Ball goes far side of the floor. Keener, without a dribble, sends it to Shuri. Shuri back left. Bolin on the wing, looks inside, low post, kick down the wing. Jumper on the way, in and out. Long rebound, loose, picked up by Saloon. Saloon dribbles around. She's going to go all the way in, up with it. Can't hit. Rebound by Mitchell. 3.5 to go here, first quarter. Bolin right into a three. Got it. That was Patau. She's got all five for Mitchell. It's 7-5. Here's Ferguson. Carnahan inside looks. Saloon again. Can't hit. Rebound pulled in. Mitchell's got it, and we're going to have a foul. First foul of the night. That's going to go on Kendall Carnahan. So the foul goes on Carnahan, her first, team's first. And Shadron will pull a couple of substitutions in here. Haley Wild, Callie Hendrickson, Lucy Richling. And Shadron comes out of the full court press, and Hendrickson dang near got the steal. From the baseline, Mitchell looking to toss it in. And it is loose on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? It's going to be a tie-up, and it'll be Shadron ball. Or Mitchell ball. Mitchell ball. Ferguson sits down. Reese Ritterbush checks in. Coach Scott going to her bench early and often tonight. Ball comes in. Chabot into the front court. Far side. Trying to reverse dribble. In her face, Reese Ritterbush. Ball out to Bolin. Ball on the right wing. This is more indicative of the first meeting between these two teams. when Chadron had a hard time shaking Mitchell off. Chabot kicks out right corner. Keener inside looking for Bolin. Can't hit. Rebound on the putback. Won't go. Rebound again for Sauer. Sauer's going to toss it out and has it knocked away by Callie Hendrickson. No shot clock tonight. C1 did not have a shot clock this year. But next year, everybody will have a shot clock. 2:32 to go, opening quarter. Ball into Shrewery. Back on the wing, Bolin. Bolin baseline drive. Little push off by Ritterbush. No call. Ball goes left side of the floor. Shrewery again. Inside look to Bolin. Bolin, the jumper won't hit. Rebound for Reese Ritterbush. Ball comes out to Richling. Up ahead to Bach on the wing. Bach's going to pull back. Tosses up to Richling. Now they'll swing into the corner to Hendrickson. Hendrickson skip past Richling. Richling inside for Haley Wild. Drop step shot up, won't go. But Haley Wild's going to earn herself a couple of free throws. Foul goes on Jody Shrewery. And with how quiet it is in the gym tonight, you can hear the officials through a headset. Wild free throw on the way. Just short. Looked good. Just left it a little short. Sophia Pitts checking in here for Mitchell. Again, just 8 Tigers suited up tonight. One more free throw for Haley Wild. On its way. Missed it. Rebound for Ritterbush. Trying to pull it out, and it's stolen away by Mitchell. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Bolin on the right wing. Skip pass far side of the floor. Here's Sauer now on the left wing. Tosses off Keener. Into the hands of Chabot out near the Alliance Bulldog pot. Half court. Keener left wing. Slow action here for Mitchell. Ball goes up to Bolin. Again, no shot clock, so they can run through this thing as long as they want. Inside look, kick back out on the wing. Chabot drives in up off the glass, can't hit, and she will collect her own rebound. Ran through 3 Cardinals and got her own rebound. That's a double dribble right there on Chabot. As we had turnover back to Shadron. 7-5-year score, Shadron leading Mitchell. Here's Bach into the corner, Richling. Richling, she dribbled. Turnover back to Mitchell. .102 on the clock, first quarter. Shadron has led the entire way. Ken Mitchell, though, has it within 2. Bolin onto the wing, Chabot. Inside look for Pitts. Pitts is trapped, and it's taken by Richling. Richling fires it up. Hendrickson out ahead of the pack. Leaves it off for Bach. Baseline jumper. Won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Mitchell. Here's Bolin. Back the other direction. Trying to challenge Bach. The turnaround jumper. Banked it in. We're tied at 7. 30 seconds left. Opening quarter. Bach back up top to Hendrickson. Loose on the floor. Hendrickson runs it down. Here's Ritterbush the drive. Kick to Bach into the corner, Richling. Bach skip pass far side. Hendrickson drives in, low block, and throws it back out top. Nobody's there. It's loose on the floor, and they're going to call that an over and back. They're going to say nobody else touched it. Now the officials are going to talk about it here. I think they're going to give this to Shadron the way it looks. Possibly. And now Coach Scott not happy with whatever they're discussing. Shadron's lining up like they're going to take it out. And so it'll be Shadron ball at half court with 10.8 left. Tied at 7 here at first quarter. The C-112 girls sub-district. Here's Bach. Pass tip. Loose on the floor. Haley Wild picks it up. Richling. Trying to drive and loses it out of bounds with 3 seconds left. Oh. And now Mitchell's just going to stand there and let the clock run out. After one, we got a ball game. We're tied at 7. We'll take a break. Quarter number 2 in 1 minute on KCSR and ChadRat.com.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Chadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Back out to Alliance, the C-112 sub-districts, 4 versus 5. Chadron, the 4 seed, Mitchell, the 5. We are tied at 7. Chadron being led by Tegan Bach with 3. Demi Ferguson, Tavares Salin with 2 apiece. Ellie Patau has 5 for Mitchell, 2 for Addie Bolin. And Mitchell Chadron gets the ball to start this second quarter. Brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. High post look for Demi inside Tavera. Lost it for a moment and then turned it over to Mitchell. Bolin back the other way. Stops top of the key. Swings left. On the wing is Sauer. The drive. Can't hit. Rebound for Mitchell. Back to Sauer trying to kick it out. Here's Bolin straight away, and she will settle things down. The high post look back in. Turn back out to Bolin. Bolin swings it right on the wing to Chabot. Bolin back to the right. Chabot baseline. Runner on the way. In and out. Rebound, Salon. Salon out to Carnahan into the front court. Carnahan onto the right wing, Bach. Bach swings it back, McCartney. McCartney into the corner, Salon. McCartney back on the wing, back to Bach. Bach into another 3, can't hit. Rebound pulled in by Carnahan. Back to Bach, inside look for Demi Ferguson. Skip pass, McCartney's going to try a 3, left it short. Long rebound for the Cardinals. Here's Salone trying to spin to the basket on her way. The layup for Tavares Salone. 9-7, Chadron retakes the lead. Look up ahead, pass taken by Salone. Cardinals get it back. Here's McCartney. McCartney on the left wing, dishes off. Here's Bach. Bach high post look. Demi Ferguson back to Bach into the corner. McCartney another 3 on the way. Off the rim. Rebound fought for, taken by Salon. Back out McCartney. McCartney through traffic, and we're going to have a foul that will put Jaylee McCartney at the free throw line. You know, back in the day, they used to play all the sub-districts here at Alliance. They used to do neutral site. And now they went away from that, and free throw on the way is good. Foul, by the way, on Sauer. The next thing they want to do is serpentine, so they would base districts off of power points. And so you wouldn't get some districts that are heavily loaded. You know, you talk about the C-112 with Bridgeport and Sydney in it is unbeaten teams as McCartney hits the second free throw as well to make it 11-7, but what they would do is go one through however many, and kind of like the NCAA tournament, you just work your way up and down, 1, 2, 3, 4, however many you need. And so you could travel longer distances for sub-districts moving forward, and it is a piece of legislation in the NCAA they're giving serious consideration to. Here's Chabot straight on, fires a 3, banks it in. Goodness gracious. And it's 11-10. Shadron's lead back down to a point. Carnahan on the wing, pump fake, stops, kicks back out. Ferguson, right side to box into the corner for Mitchell. Or excuse me, Shadron. Get in the game sometimes. You just go back and forth. Demi's going to try a three. Off the rim. Rebound taken by Kendall Carnahan on the putback for Kendall. Kendall Carnahan's first basket of the night gives Shadron the 13-10 lead. 4:50 to go. First half. We'll have our Shadron Insurance halftime show coming up, and it's taken away by Tavares Saloon. Saloon out to Demi, and she'll walk it into the front court. Demi right side, doesn't stop, skips it. Two Cardinals in the same spot. Carnahan comes out with it. Baseline drive, leaves it back in. Nice pass, Saloon. Floater up, in and out. Ball fought for, and Demi comes away with it. Out to Bach. Here's McCartney. Back inside, low block. Saloon loses it. Carnahan comes up with it. Skip past Bach, far side, inside. High post for Demi. Demi tears it away. Into the corner. Carnahan. Jumper on the way. Rims in and out. Rebound taken by Mitchell. 13-10. 4 minutes to go before halftime. Skip past left side. Chabot. She just hit the three for Mitchell. Trap defense. Now the ball into the hands of Bolin. Far left corner. Back up to Chabot on the wing. She'll dribble top of the key. High post look, turn, Bolin into another three off the back iron. Rebound fought for. It's going to be a tie-up that will keep it with Mitchell. Haley Wild and Callie Hendrickson check in. Saloon and Bach go out. Baseline ball comes in. Keener. Back up top, long pass stolen by Hendrickson. Hendrickson, here's Haley Wild, the point guard skills, leaves it off to McCartney. Back inside to Wild, drop step, shot up, won't go, and she's fouled. That's just our second foul of the game. That one goes on Patel. That is her first. Free throw for Haley Wild. Rolls off the rim. Looked good. Just took a little hiccup to the right and off. One more free throw coming for Haley Wild. Cardinals have the three-point lead. Free throw on its way. Got it. Wild makes it 14-10. 3:22 to go in the first half. Up top, Bolin. She'll take it right back. Skip pass back on the wing. Chabot fires another three. Got it. Chabot's got six, and it's 14-13. Mitchell's third three of the first half. Here's McCartney. Looking for help. Finds Hendrickson. Hendrickson back onto the wing. Carnahan the drive. Looks inside to Wild. Up with it. Haley finishes it off. Her first basket makes it 16-13. And now a steal. Demi Ferguson reads the pass back the other way. One-on-one. The Euro step. Can't hit. Rebound for Bolin. And a timeout called by Mitchell. 2:28 to go before half. Shadron leads by three in this C-112 sub-district game. We're back in 30 on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Our timeout of all season brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. I want to let you know that Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Give them a call at 430-1723. Chadron Chiropractic's only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title, insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan counties. Thrivent Financial Expert, financial advice that starts with you. Get a hold of your local financial associate, Ben Rust, in Chadron at 430-0760. Ball back in play. Mitchell, that's Bolin, had to sky for it. She'll push it into the front court, dribbles left, comes clear back to the right. Clock down to 2:20 before halftime. See if Cardinals can make a run. Bolin trying to drop it off inside. Shot up, deflected. Right underneath the Chabot, who gets the layup. Oh, my goodness. Deflected right to her. She was all by her lonesome, and it's 16-15. The bounces have definitely gone the way of the Mitchell Tigers tonight, but Chadron has the one-point lead. Carnahan along the baseline, kicks out Ritterbush. Back out, Carnahan. Dribbles in, cut off, kicks in the corner. Ferguson, three on the way, off the front. Rebound, Ritterbush, leans back in and drops it over the rim. 18-15, Cardinals back up by three. Now Mitchell trying to get through the press. Here's Bolin. Leaves it off on the left wing, back to Bolin. Bolin in the middle of the lane, straight on, can't hit. Looks like she might have twisted an ankle on her way down, gets up kind of gingerly. Here's Hendrickson. Finds Carnahan along the baseline. Inside look for Demi, and it's taken away. Out ahead, Bolin. Back the other way, a one-on-one. Bolin to the basket, the layup, no, but she is fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. Mitchell's first free throws tonight. That foul on Callie Hendrickson, that Chadron's second foul tonight. Bolin, 2 points tonight at the free throw line. First one on the way, up and in. Rischling checks back in. One more free throw here for Bolin. Bends the knees, fires it up, and missed it. Rebound, Haley Wild. Ball comes out to Demi. Demi drives through traffic, kicks out Hendrickson. She'll try the three. Got it! Callie Hendrickson. She's been heating up the back half of the season, and Chadron matches their biggest lead of the night at 21-16. Clock under a minute. High post look. Turn the kick out. Chabot back up, and it's taken. Hendrickson back the other way, races the basket. Bolin on her hip, and it's blocked out of bounds, saved into Ritterbush. Can't finish. Ritterbush gets her own rebound and has it knocked away. Chadron will keep it underneath their own basket with 36 seconds left in the first half. Cardinals to inbound. Rischling looking inside. Haley Wild. Wild has it blocked, gets it back. Ritterbush kicks out. Here's Rischling, wide open, looking at three. Left off the front of the rim. Ritterbush in for another rebound, and she is fouled. And what a great effort from Reese Ritterbush here early on. She's making the hustle plays. She's cutting through everybody, trying to scrap after the ball. And those are the little plays that pay off over the course of four quarters. Ball inside, goes to Ferguson. Ferguson spins. Kicks out Rischling, trying to gather it back in. Rischling hop, skip, and a jump out to Ritterbush. Three on the way. Bounces off, and Wild gets the rebound out to Demi. She'll try his three. That's off. Rebound loose, and they're going to give it to Mitchell. Reese Ritterbush didn't run after it. I think she thought it was off of a Tiger. There's 5 seconds left in the quarter here. Ball being inbounded. Mitchell's got nowhere to go with it. Now they get it back. Bolin with three, with two, with one, and she won't get a shot off at the buzzer. The one she did shoot almost went in, though. At the half, it's 21-16. Cardinals lead it. We'll take a break. Your Chadron Insurance Halftime Show is next on KCSR and Chadron.com.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Chadron and the surrounding communities.
They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The Bank Farmers, Ranchers, and Businesses Trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Chadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC. Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
Lead the way. Good luck to all of our local athletes and teams. Your number one fans at CPA firm Casey Peterson LTD will be cheering you on all the way. And when it comes down to running the numbers, Casey Peterson LTD is here to help you with all of your tax, accounting, audit, and assurance, consulting, and wealth management needs. In addition to serving clients in Western Nebraska, Casey Peterson LTD also helps clients with tax and financial matters in South Dakota and Wyoming for more than 45 years. For more information, visit CaseyPeterson.com.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
We welcome into the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron leading 21-16, low scoring, kind of drag out first half. Both teams struggled at the beginning. Chadron came out, hit a couple of shots, got up 5-0, and then the pace kind of slowed down from there. Mitchell able to bank in a couple of shots here. And in a game like this, you're not picky. You're just trying to get the right shot and get some points. And Mitchell has done that so far to keep this a tight one. Chadron, fortunately, Callie Hendrickson hit a three down the stretch there and kind of helped get some separation in this one. But just 5 points is where it's at, and I know Coach Scott's trying to her best to not overplay her starters in anticipation that you're going to have a game tomorrow night, but there does come a point when you're like, all right, we got to get through this one first. So we'll see how the rest of this half plays out for you, and we'll see what happens in the second half. We'll have our halftime news coming up here on KCSR and ChadRad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Chadron Federal Credit Union would once again like to invite our members to the annual membership dinner on Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron. It will be a night filled with tons of great prizes and great food. Doors will open at 5:30 with dinner starting at 6. Reservations are required, so please stop in to the Chadron Federal Credit Union or give us a call at 432-2588 to purchase your tickets. It's our 2024 annual member dinner, Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron.
Draft Time News Update is brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen today reversed course and said he will accept federal funding to help hungry children during the summer break. Pillen said the state will accept the roughly $18 million in funding that Pillen in December said he would reject. He defended his position at that time, saying, "I don't believe in welfare." At a news conference today, Pillen said he'd decided to accept the money allocated to the USDA after meeting with a group of high school students from around Nebraska who had visited the state capitol. He said they talked about being hungry, talked about the summer program, and depending on access, when they'd get a sack of food, adding that from my seat, what I saw there, we have to do better, Nebraska. The program provides preloaded EBT cards to low-income families and those whose children are eligible for free and reduced-price lunches at school. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem had promised to move quickly to fill two legislative vacancies in Rapid City as soon as the state Supreme Court clarified constitutional conflict of interest rules on state contracts for lawmakers, and she did. High Court issued its ruling on Friday. Noem filled one of the vacancies on Saturday, the other one today. Former State Representative Chris Consuls back in the House, this time from District 32, while retired Minnehaha County Sheriff's Captain and Rapid City businessman Mike Walsh is the new state senator in District 35. The Nebraska State Patrol says two North Carolina residents were killed in a two-vehicle crash late Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80, not far from the Wyoming state line. 37-year-old Samantha Elliott and 19-year-old Angelina Elliott were pronounced dead at the scene of the 5 p.m. crash. Preliminary investigation found that Samantha Elliott was westbound driving an SUV when she rear-ended a pickup pulling a car trailer that was traveling slowly because of winter conditions. Both of the Elliots were killed while a second passenger was taken to the Kimball Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup was not injured. Crash remains under investigation. The short 2024 budget session of the Wyoming legislature began today in Cheyenne, and over 200 non-budget measures have been filed for consideration. Since this is a budget session, non-budget items need a two-thirds majority vote for the introduction, but that hasn't slowed the number of filings. As of last Tuesday, 190 bills and four joint resolutions had been filed. The filing deadline not until this coming Wednesday. That list could still grow considerably larger. There's been a growing trend over the last several years of more and more non-budget items being filed for budget sessions. And Alliance High School placed first overall recently at the 7th annual Best of the West business competition at Chadron State College. Sydney High School was second, Hemingford third. CSC and the Council on Economic Education began the Best of the West to help prepare students for the FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, state competition. And that's your halftime news update brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Chadron.
Back out to Mitchell or to Alliance as we get ready for second half between Chadron and Mitchell. Again, Cardinals hold the 21-16 lead at the half. And parent walk by and say, we really got to get the crowd into it or something. It is a quiet gym, and those are hard to play in. It is really hard to play in is a quiet gym when you're trying to, the kids feed off the energy. And here's the deal. A situation like Friday at Sydney last week, where there's a lot of Sydney Red Raider fans, you still have that noise to kind of feed off of. And so we'll see if the Cardinal fans get a little into it this second half here. Ferguson, Bach, McCartney, Carnahan, and Saloon on the floor as McCartney pulls up for the jumper. Missed off to the right, long rebound for Bach. There's a drive by Carnahan. She can't hit either. Rebound pulled in by Boland. On the floor, Boland, Chabot, Patel, along with Keener and Shurey. Here's Boland straight away. Drives right, stops, turns. Jumper on the way off the front of the rim. Both teams coming out trying to figure things out a little bit. Here's McCartney, the drive. Shot blocked. Ball taken by Boland. Trying to get out of a trap. Taken away by Saloon. Cuts the basket and hits the layup. Damaris Saloon drops it in. And Chatterton has their biggest lead of the night at 7. Ball right wing. Back up top. 3 from Boland up and in. That's her first made 3 of the night. And it's 23-19 down to a 4-point difference. And now a steal. Boland comes away with it. A 1-on-2. Boland trying to go right up with it. Can't hit the layup. And the ball is knocked around. Ferguson pulls it out. Gives to McCartney up ahead to Bach. Bach inside Saloon. Saloon shot missed. Loose on the floor. That's going to be off the ankle of the Tiger. Ball back in play. Bach, far side of the floor. Up top, it comes to Carnahan. Carnahan bounced back to Bach into the corner. McCartney inside, look for Saloon. Saloon has to pick it up off the floor and then try skipping it back across to Ferguson, and it rolls out of bounds. So we'll go to Mitchell. .6:15 left, third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer. Boland goes right on the wing. Chabot. Boland straight away is going to pop another 3 high off the rim. Rebound cleared by Demi Ferguson. Demi up ahead to Jaylee on the wing. Jaylee back out to Demi. Steps into a 3 off the back iron and then rolls in. Goodness gracious. The bounce for Demi, and it's 26-19. 5:44 to go, third quarter. Boland, far side without a dribble. Inside looks, Drury turns, throws it up, can't hit. Rebound for Demi Ferguson. Skip pass, Bach into a 3, missed everything. Went off the feet of Kendall Carnahan. 26-19, 7-point lead for Chandron right now. And that one's loose on the floor. Saloon comes away with the steal. Back the other way, Tavera trying to spin, goes left, and she is ran into. We have a foul on Addie Boland. And that is her first foul. First foul of the second half. McCartney to toss it in from the baseline. McCartney. Saloon trying to kick out. Goes Bach into the corner. Demi Ferguson caught it low. She's going to step inside the paint. The jumper won't go. Here's Saloon. The runner rolls around the cylinder and in. 28-19, a 9-point lead for Chandron. Cardinals trying to get some space in there. Again, first time these two teams met, it was kind of this way. Chandron only led by 6 at the half. Had the pull away in the second half. Now Mitchell turns it over. Hendrickson, Wild, Ritterbush, and Richling all check in. Yeah, Pitts checking in for Mitchell. Sauer also checks in. Cardinal ball, 4.5 to go here, third quarter. Ritterbush from the free throw line kicks left. Hendrickson drives. All the way around, trying to kick back out to Demi. Demi from the free throw line leaps underneath for Haley Wild, and she's fouled on the way up. That foul goes on Chabot. That's her first. Chabot had 8 points all in that second quarter. She leads Mitchell right now. Haley Watt, free throw line. She's 1 for 4 tonight, 1 for 5 now. One more free throw coming for Haley. And she hit it, but we have a lane violation on Chadron, so erase the free throw. Mitchell ball after the free throws. In the backcourt, Keener back to Chabot. Everybody for Mitchell on that far side of the floor, and then we're going to have a reach on Callie Hendrickson. Chabot was going to dribble around her. Hendrickson just kind of reached her paw out there and caught her. Chabot, far sideline. Takes it right back off the inbounds, top of the keys where she's at. Set up between the circles. Has it knocked away. Ferguson went after it, but Mitchell got it back. Now Hendrickson trying to create a steal. Here's Boland drive, shot up, won't go. We're going to have a foul, a late foul. And two shots coming for Addie Boland. They're going to call that on Haley Wild. That's her first. And Boland is at the free throw line where she is 1 of 2. She has shot Mitchell's only free throws. Shadron has attempted 10 tonight. And that one rolls in. Makes it an 8-point game. Excuse me, Shadron's attempted 8 tonight. And fouls in this game have really been non-existent. Second free throw. Boland got them both. Got all 5 Mitchell points here in this third quarter. 28-21, Chadron. Kick out. Ritterbush into a 3. Left it off the mark. Long rebound for Ritterbush. Here's Hendrickson. Goes back left to Ferguson. Ferguson off the screen. Into the corner. A 3 on the way from Hendrickson. Got touched, and they're going to knock it out of bounds. Say last touch by the Cardinals. Yeah, Callie, a little slow on the delivery, allowed Mitchell to close out, and Mitchell defender got her hands on it. Then Mitchell turns it over again, trying to get through the press. 3:23 to go here. Third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer. 28-21, your score. Hendrickson across half court. Swings it off to Ferguson on the wing. Ferguson, one dribble. Sends it back to Hendrickson. Out to Ritterbush. Skip past Demi into another 3. Still can't hit. Rebound for Haley Wild. The putback won't go. And it's going to stay Chadron ball. Can you'd hope Chadron had kind of put their foot in the ground and try to get some separation, but they haven't really been able to do so yet. Here's Ritterbush, middle of the lane, and we're going to have a jump ball that's going to go to Mitchell. And Chadron has just had difficulties getting separation. They've led by as many as 9 in this one. Right now they lead by 7. Boland trying to get past Hendrickson in the half court. She does. Onto the wing, picks up her dribble. Top of the key, it goes to Keener. Chabot out near half court. High post look. Trying to get the back door. They hand off to Chabot, left-handed layup. A little off the mark, and then the ball's going to bounce out of bounds off the Cardinal. Boland. From the baseline, tosses it in. Trying to go right back into bowl, and it's knocked away. Demi comes away with the steal. Here's Ferguson up top. Kicks it back left. Rischling pump fake. Has her pass knocked away. Demi Ferguson runs it down. Kick out Ritterbush. Another 3 on the way. Left it short. Rebound pulled in by Chabot. And a timeout called here by Mitchell. 2:03 to go in the quarter. Chadron leads at 28-21. We're back in 30 on KCSR and Chadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Thundernights Mechanical, your Renpro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, it's time to warm up with Scooter's Coffee with the likes of a sea salt caramelicious, a pistachio white mocha paired with a bacon or a spicy sausage breakfast burrito. Western View Real Estate, live and work at the Western View. Find the current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Ball in. Bowling in the backcourt. She'll push it across the timeline. Far side of the floor. Kicks it up top into the hands of Sauer. Sauer has it loose on the floor. Nice effort by Hendrickson. Into the hands of Patau. Patau between the circles. High post look to Shuri. And now it's loose on the floor, and it's going to be off of a Cardinal ankle, and it's going to stay Mitchell Ball. Can sub-district starting all over across the state tonight? And I have a out of bounds on Chadron. The only other area game tonight is Cody Kilgore and Hyannis. That's in the D212. And Hay Springs is hosting that as the top seed. Here's Bolin as it knocked away by Hendrickson. Maxwell and Hemingford, that's the D212. And now we have a turnover. We're going to have a travel on Mitchell. Hemingford lost to Maxwell tonight in the C212. Again, the postseason is here. Doesn't feel like it. I remember we christened the birdcage on December 1st with Chadron and Sydney. And here we are now as Carnahan gets it swatted from behind. Ball's on the deck after it. Mitchell comes away with it. Now it's loose. And it's going to stay Mitchell Ball. And now three subs. You have Peyton Hopkins checking in, along with Chabot back in, and Caitlin Keener. Again, just eight players suited up tonight. Ball comes in to Hopkins. Hopkins clears to the near side. And Tegan Bach, getting things done defensively, causes the turnover. Frustrated Chabot, and she turns it over with 47 seconds left. Here's McCartney. Back into the ball game, gives off to Bach. Bach drives, hands Carnahan. Carnahan onto the wing, McCartney. Into the corner, Hendrickson back to McCartney, long three. Got it! Jaylee McCartney buries the three. And it's a 10-point Chadron lead, 31-21. Man, did they need that. And then Bach knocks it away. Mitchell will keep it with 21.3 left. Mitchell trying to inbound it here. Ball comes into Hopkins. Hopkins will throw it back top of the key to Bolin. Clock down to 15. Mitchell, you assume, is going to hold for the last shot. Shuri. Ball above her head. Back on the wing. Keener. Here's Bolin, the baseline drive. Pull up on the way. Rolls over. Carnahan with three. With two. With one. Throws it up. And that'll end the quarter. Chadron will take a 31-21 lead. End of the fourth quarter. We're back with quarter number four in 1 minute on KCSR and Chadrad.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting. but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back out here, 31-21, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Ferguson, Saloon, Carnahan, Bach, and McCartney on the floor for Chadron. You have Boland, Patau, Keener, Shuri, and Chabot on the floor for Mitchell. End of the corner, Carnahan drives, leaves it out. McCartney, another three on the way, rims it out. Rebound on the putback for Demi, won't go, but she will get the free throw attempts. So at the free throw line is Ferguson. She'll knock in the first. She is up to 6 points tonight. By the way, that's the second foul on Chabot as Ferguson misses the second. The putback won't go for Saloon, and she can't corral it. Chadron, though, increases their lead to 11. Boland to toss it in. Stolen by Ferguson. The layup off the steal. Demi now up to 8 points, and it's 34-21, and a timeout called by Mitchell. 7.5 to go. 13-point lead for the Cardinals. We're back in 30 on KCSR and Chadron.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out here to Alliance High School, C-112 sub-district. Chadron 7.5 minutes away from getting win number 13 and advancing to play Sydney tomorrow night. And Mitchell's going to turn it over in the backcourt again and give it back to Chadron. Ball back in. Here's Bach across the timeline. Starts left, gives it off to McCartney. McCartney into the hands of Ferguson. Back to Bach into the corner of Saloon. Baseline jumper. Got it. Tavares Saloon is the first Cardinal in double figures with 10. It's 36-21. Cardinals trying to pull away, and Boland's got to run it down to the backcourt. She will push it ahead and beat the 10-second clock. Boland back up top. Patau the three. Missed everything. Rebound for Bach. Bach up ahead to Saloon to the basket. Shot up. Won't go. She'll get free throws. Chadron finally starting to get the separation they were looking for. Again, this is a lot like that game we played at Mitchell in early January. Chadron had a hard time shaking the Tigers until late third, fourth quarter as Saloon missed the free throw. One more free throw coming here for Tavares Saloon. On its way, and she'll miss that one. Long rebound. Boland pulls it in for Mitchell. Rolling out near half court, far side. Spun Carnahan around. Gets into the high post. Back to Bolin on the wing. Into the corner. That goes to Sauer. Back out. Bolin comes off of the screen. Works towards the high post. Turnaround jumper, and she's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. She wasn't even looking at the rim when she shot. Just kind of turned and went up with it. And it's going to be the first foul on Demi Ferguson. That's Chadron's fifth foul of the game. Mitchell also has five fouls. They have six this game. Just not a lot of fouls, and that's all right. As Bolin hits first free throw, cut it to 14. So again, 6:25 here. Chadron can get out of here with the win tonight, and that's really all they're doing tonight. Free throw on the way. Bolin got them both. This time of year, you're not looking for pretty wins. You're just looking for wins. And in a point where Coach Scott is trying to play her bench throughout this one and save legs for tomorrow night, because you will have a high-paced game down at Sydney. That jumper off by Ferguson rolls out. It'll stay shattering ball. McCartney from the baseline. Ball into Bach on the wing. She'll fire a three off the front rim. Chadron's been just a little short on most of their shots all night long. Hopefully this doesn't carry over into tomorrow night. Ball knocked away, and we're going to have a reach on Tegan Bach. Substitutions now. You have Hendrickson, Ritterbush, Wild, German, and Richling all checking in. And I assume unless Mitchell comes back to tie this one, that Coach Scott might just leave her starting five on the bench the rest of the night. High post look for Keener. The jumper won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Hendrickson getting after it. Mitchell picks it up. Here's Bolin. Bolin throws it out of bounds. It's going to stay Mitchell ball, though. Shadron's hands got on it. Fans still haven't really much gotten into this one either. Inside look for Bolin. Shot up, and Bolin lays it in. And it's 36-25, back to 11. It was at one point 15. Here's Terman. Into the corner, Richling. Corner three on the way. Got it. Richling hits the corner triple, and it's 39-25. Bolin pushes across the timeline. 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Mitchell Crabb trying to get Keener to shoot a three. Here's Bolin off the screen left side, trying to get all the way in. Shot up, won't go. Haley Wild gets the rebound. Wild up ahead. Terman pass knocked away. Taken by Sauer. Chabot, high post, Keener. Hand off to Bolin. Doesn't use the screen. Now she'll toss it off to Shrewery on the left side, looking inside, out of bounds. It'll be Chadron ball with 4:25 to go. Is the third time a charm, as Sarah LeBeer checks in, is the third time a charm for Chadron tomorrow night against Sydney? They lost the first by one, lost the second by three. On Sydney's home floor, can they get it done tomorrow night? Richling into the corner, Hendrickson, baseline drive. Kick out jumper for Terman, left short. Rebound ran down by Hendrickson. Callie has a motor. She is everywhere. Richling jumper from the free throw line, got it. Richling got five in the quarter. It's 41-25. Cardinals back by 16 now. And Terman's going to pick up a foul. What you don't want to do is slow this game down with fouls. Two more before Mitchell goes into the bonus. 3:47 left in the game. Four. Ball in, Keener, free throw line. She's going to try to take it herself and then dribbles off of her foot out of bounds. Ritterbush to toss in, Hendricks in, and we're back underway. Ball comes right side to Ritterbush. Has her pocket picked by Sauer, and then Ritterbush comes up with a steal. Loose on the floor. There's Hendrickson all over the place. Callie into the front court. Into the corner, Richland. Going to take a longer three. That one bounces. Slides off the rim. That almost just died off the back of the rim and rolled in. Ava Pyle's going to check in for Richland. Ellie Patown checks in for Mitchell. Ball in right underneath. Pyle can't hit the jumper. LeBeer tries to tie it up. She'll come out with it. Into the corner. Goes to Terman. Terman up top, Ritterbush. Ritterbush jumper from the free throw line. Got it. Just like free throws, I always thought those were the jumpers you should be able to make the most for the free throw line jumpers. Al Toof sitting up here trying to give me dinner recommendations. I'm having Super Bowl leftovers when I get home. We made a whole spread last night. It was good food. Too bad the Niners couldn't win. Addison Morrison checking in. She's got it up top. Dribbles to the free throw line. Trying to skip it out. Ritterbush three on the way. Got it. Reese Ritterbush all of a sudden has 7 points. And it's 46-25. Timeout, Mitchell. We'll keep it right here. Let you know that the Post 12 American Legion, including the Sons of the American Legion and Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of the Chandron Cardinals. And Joe Peters Roofing, if you think about any kind of roof repair, really, it isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing in Hayes Springs. Things happening this week. No Sports Weekly this week because Country Kitchen is doing their Valentine's Day night. So if you can, go out. Indulge. And they have their special menu rolled out for Wednesday night. So we'll celebrate Valentine's Day out there. State wrestling coverage begins bright and early on Thursday morning from the CHI Health Center in Omaha. Dennis Brown. We'll have the action for you. We have 10 area wrestlers down at State this year. 7 boys, 3 girls, 4 from Chadron, 3 from Gordon Rushville, 2 from Crawford, and a Hay Springs Hawk all going down to state wrestling this weekend. And again, we will have all of the action for you here on KCSR and online at shadrad.com. 2:36 to go, fourth quarter, 46-25. Chadron, the 21-point lead. They have held Mitchell to 9 second-half points. Here's Bolin. Sends it to Keener on the right wing. Keener, middle of the lane. Jumper on the way left. Short and flat. Bolin the rebound. She got mauled underneath, and she'll get a couple of free throws. That comes with 2:20 left. So Chadron will advance and play Sydney tomorrow at 5 o'clock, then Gordon Rushville and Bridgeport. At 6:30, free throw on the way from Bolin is up and in. Foul goes on Ava Pyle. That's her first. Second free throw left short. Addison Morrison, the rebound, comes out with it up ahead to Terman. Terman underneath the pile. Pile up with it. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out for Terman. Her jumper on the way. Too strong. Backside rebound for Mitchell. Ball goes on the right side to Keener. Left side. Back on the wing for Pitts. Long three on the way. Chabot off the rim. Rebound Morrison. Morrison up ahead to Terman. Terman to Morrison. Left side Ritterbush. Pump fake. Leaves it off for Sarah LeBeer in the corner. LeBeer the drive. Leaves it out Morrison. She'll try the three. Got it. Morrison hits the triple, and it's 49-26. Shadron starting to roll away, and you wouldn't know that this thing was back and forth for most of three quarters. Top of the key, it goes to Pitts. Pitts looks into the corner, Chabot. Jumper on the way, off the back iron, rebound, Bolin, and she hits the foot back. 49-28, we're down to a minute left. Here's Ritterbush. Drives, loses it off her foot, picked up by Morrison, trying to swing it to Terman, and it's going to be Shadron Ball, last touch by Chabot. Substitutions as Patel comes back in, along with Hopkins and Shrury. Ball back in, 45 seconds on the clock here, pass tips. Ritterbush trying to run it down. That's going to be an over and back. Over and back on Chadron with 40 seconds left. What you have right now are young guards that are a little scared to handle the ball yet, and they try to play hot potato with it. Try to get rid of it as fast as they got it, which in some instances is a good thing, but you gotta handle the ball a little bit. Here's Chabot. Free throw line jumper leans in. She's going to be fouled by Terman. Two free throws here. Second foul on Terman sends Bolin back to the free throw line. Free throw on the way as the gym goes eerily quiet, and she airballed it. Excuse me, that's Chabot shooting free throws. I thought that was one, not four. So this is actually Brendlin Chabot, and she missed the first, second one on the way. Off the back iron, long rebound for Pyle. Swings it out, Terman. Clock under 30 seconds. Ball goes left to Ritterbush. Up top to Terman. Into the corner for Morrison. Back to Terman, around the world we go. Baseline jumper, Ritterbush won't go. Rebound, Morrison. The putback won't go either. The rebound with 10 seconds is to Mitchell. Down to five, down to four, down to three, down to two. Chabot with the buzzer. Won't hit it. Chadron wins and advances to the C-112 semifinals tomorrow night, 49-28. Postgame show next on KCSR and Chadrat.com.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker. This one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Chadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368. Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar & Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar & Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Postgame Show. Butler Ag. Premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
Well, a big fourth quarter in which they outscored Mitchell 18-7. Cardinals pull away and get the win in the C-112 Girls Sub-District 49-28. Cardinals advance to play Sydney tomorrow in the C-112 semis at Sydney. 5 o'clock is the tip-off. 4:50 is our airtime here on KCSR and Chadrad.com. And it wasn't pretty at times, but Coach Scott, you know, played the entire bench the last 6 minutes of the ball game and alternated throughout this ball game. Didn't really give her starters a whole lot of time. And that's by design. You want to keep them fresh. You know, you have another one tomorrow night, and you got to save those legs as much as possible. So Shadron coming in, taking care of business, getting the win. We're going to run through our numbers next when we come back on KCSR and Shadron.com. Stick around.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Shadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best.
Back out here, Shadron gets the win, 49-28. They advance in the C-112 sub-districts. Cardinals and Tigers were tied at 7 after 1. It was 21-16, Shadron at the half, 31-21 after 3, 49-28 the final. Mitchell led by 15 from Addie Bolin, 8 from Braylon Chabot, and 5 from Ellie Patel. Tigers went 6 of 10 from the free throw line, knocked down 4 three-pointers tonight. Shadron, on the other hand, led by Tavares Salun with 10, 8 for Demi Ferguson, 7 for Reese Ritterbush, 5 for Jaylee McCartney and Lucy Richling, 3 for Callie Hendrickson, Tegan Bach, Haley Wild, and Addison Morrison, 2 points for Kendall Carnahan. Cardinals went 4 of 12 at the free throw line and knocked down 6 threes. We'll take a break, come back, wrap this one up next on KCSR.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Shadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Shadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC.
Back out one more time to Alliance tonight. Glad we got to come to Alliance tonight and not all the way to Sydney and back and forth. We'll be to Sydney tomorrow night, though. Shadron will take on the Red Raiders. 5 o'clock Mountain Time in the C-112 semifinals, 4:50 pregame, and the winner of that one will play Thursday in the sub-district finals. And, you know, we keep going in every game, get you one step closer to Lincoln America in that state tournament. Want to say thanks to Jared Furneaux as we select our Dunbar's You Design It Play of the Game and our Service Barbershop Player of the Game. And my Play of the Game tonight goes to Callie Hendrickson early on. I think he gave her one the other night. Seems like the last couple of games, and this is why. When Chadron's needing a big shot, especially there in that second quarter when Mitchell was hanging around, Callie was able to hit a three that gave Chadron a 5-point lead and never got any closer than that the rest of the ball game. Player of the game tonight, though, it's kind of hard because he had so balanced a playing time tonight, but I want to give it to the bench players tonight. Addison Morrison with 3 points, Haley Wild with 3 points, Lucy Rischling with 5 points tonight, Reese Erderbush, 7 points off the bench, Kylie Hendrickson with three. That's what you need from your bench. You need your bench to come in and contribute, and that is what they did tonight. So my players of the game go to the Cardinal bench that came in and kept things rolling. So Cardinals, again, play tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We'll have it here for you. Or 5 o'clock. We'll have it for you tomorrow here on KCSR. Thanks to Jared Furneaux back at our KCSR studios. I'm Jeremy Anderson. This has been Shadron Night Basketball on KCSR. Good night, everybody.
Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Shadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Shadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Aero Building Center in Shadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Aero Building Center in Shadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Aero has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Aero Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Aero Building Center, West Highway 20 Shadron.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadron Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadron Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
I thought that life was running off. Maybe.
behind. So like a fool, I jumped the fence just to see what I could find. But love kept disappearing like children chasing fireflies in the dark. And to think that I once had it all in my own backyard. You'd never know it now, but I used to have it all. A swing set and a plastic pool, a shaggy dog that lived to fetch a ball. Spots grown over where third base used to be, and the weeds have choked out all the flies, but they can't kill the memories. Lord, I'd love to run back home, but there's no one there. To hate to mow sure is looking good. You'd never know it now, but I used to have it all. A swing set and a plastic pool, a shaggy dog that lived to fetch a ball.
The 6 o'clock. homegrown country classics. Stereo AM 610. KCSR.
Riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central. Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee. Rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards. Rusted automobile. Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling deep. Mother with their baby.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. There's silver in your hair. Won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. I swear.
We buy our homes here, bank here, attend church here, and our kids go to school here. We buy cars here, and so do our families. I guess that's just what you do when you support the community you live in. We're AM 610 KCSR.
KCSR weather.
Tonight mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-20s with light west winds only as high as 10 miles an hour. It'll stay light tomorrow as we warm up to nearly 50 degrees and the sun should come out. That night, a low chance of snow after 11 o'clock. Just mostly cloudy in the low in the mid-20s with light east winds. Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow. Mostly cloudy, though, with a high only in the upper 30s. North winds as high as 15.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I love that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffle.
Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. What I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. And you can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me.
getting you through the midday with reports at 11:10 a.m. and 12:40, 1:20, and 2:50 p.m. This is Susan Littlefield. The most accurate ag information can be found on Stereo AM 610 KCSR and the Rural Radio Network.
Kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newman's coveralls and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his wretched leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival. Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!"
Hallelujah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in
revival. Woke up this morning and I knew I'd be late. Somehow it came as no surprise. I saw the way she was looking at me. I saw no mercy in her. My complaining I have no trouble sleeping at night, but I've got a problem on my mind. Now she gives me something precious and sweet, and it solves that problem every time. She gives me love
with Jeff Wing, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on AM 610 KCSR.
My name is Mario. In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear your child has cancer. St. Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right, and it was like a huge weight coming out of my shoulders. It was amazing. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer. St. Jude is a place that shows that there is still good in this world. It's like a beacon of light amidst the darkness that cancer is.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
KCSR. I'm there to greet you when your life begins. You'll start your journey on your knees and hands. I offer many choices and places you can go, but you must choose, 'cause I'm just a road. I'm paved with memories, glory and regrets. I'm lined with broken dreams and cigarettes. You can take all you can hold, but if you stumble beneath your load, don't blame me. I'm just a road. I'm a million miles before you, I'm a million miles behind. I'll take you straight and narrow, I'll ramble and I'll whine. So pierce my broken brimstone or kiss my bricks of gold. I'm not the reason, I'm just a road. The road to riches, the path of righteousness, through busy cities or through a mountain mess. I'll take you on the highway or sneak you through the low, but it's your call, I'm just a road. I'm a million miles before you, I'm a million miles behind. I'll take you straight and narrow, I'll ramble and I'll whine. So curse my broken breaststone or kiss my bricks of gold. I'm not the reason, I'm just a road. Not the death of me. I'll take you on to where your ticket reads. to that place where I hope shining angels greet your soul. But if they don't, I'm just a rogue. 'Cause I'm a million miles before you, I'm a million miles behind. I'll take you straight and narrow, I'll ramble and I'll whine. So curse my broken brimstone or kiss my bricks of gold. I'm not the reason, I'm just a rogue. I'm a million miles before you, I'm a million miles behind. I'll take you straight and narrow, I'll ramble and I'll whine. So curse my broken brimstone or kiss my bricks of gold. I'm not the reason, I'm just a rogue. So don't you thank me, don't you blame me when you're at that judgment throne. 'Cause I'm not the reason, I'm just a rogue. Don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's a hundred scars and should've run away, is now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. This aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way. Oh, but I know I'll never change. 'Cause I love the long shots and the left out lost causes. Hanging out in the back of the pack with the dark horses.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
We're AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just ahead of Valentine's Day, a blast of winter in the Northeast. CBS's Matt
Piper. The fast-moving storm will hit during the day Tuesday. Expected to dump about a half inch of snow on New York City before heading north. Schools in the city will be closed, though kids will have remote learning. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We are expecting to see in Long Island and New York City 6 to 8 inches.
It's then expected to gain strength as it heads north. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey.
We expect there to be anywhere between 8 and 12 inches of snow across the state.
Boston's mayor has already declared a state of emergency, canceling classes for all city schools. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Former President Trump files an emergency appeal asking the U.S. Supreme Court to delay proceedings in his election interference trial. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Now it's firmly in the Supreme Court's hand, not only to decide whether or not Donald Trump is immune, but to decide the process and whether he'll get this extra review that would further delay the Jack Smith trial.
Houston police identify a church shooter as 36-year-old Genesee Moreno, who was shot and killed by two off-duty police officers working security at celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. The woman's 7-year-old son was critically injured. Motive unclear, Houston police officer Christopher Hassett.
We do believe that she does have a mental health history that is documented through us and through interviews with family members.
Hassett says the gun used was an AR-15 with a sticker on the gun that had Palestine on it. New York City police are looking for two people after a shooting at an elevated subway station in the Bronx. Officials say at least one person is dead and five others injured. This man was there and heard it.
Gunshot, like maybe five, six times. I heard two child screaming. And then when I saw the train coming, that's why I ran downstairs.
It's reason for concern for those who suffer from breathing issues, CBS's Jim Crisula explains.
Some 83 million Americans, or one in four, breathe unhealthy air because of climate change, and it's getting worse. That's according to First Street Foundation, which analyzes climate risks. The nation's worsening air quality comes after decades of improvements, thanks to regulations like the 1970 Clean Air Act, which tightened federal rules on pollutants emitted by factories and vehicles.
As an aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan makes its way through the U.S. Senate, House Speaker Mike Johnson sharply criticizes the more than $95 billion measure and indicates that his GOP-led chamber will not take up the Senate bill. Conservatives have demanded that border security policy be included in the package. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A new report predicts we have not seen the last of the dangers of wildfire smoke in the U.S.
According to new estimates from the Institute for Climate at Gonzaga University in Spokane, more than 125 million Americans will be exposed to unhealthy levels of air pollution by 2054, mostly because of increased smoke from wildfires. Experts say even though we've gotten better at coping with floods, hurricanes, and even wildfires, the smoke is different because particulate matter, which is associated with strokes, heart disease, respiratory disease, lung cancer, and early death is more difficult to address. The First Street Research Foundation blames warming tied to climate change. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Marathon world record holder Kelvin Kiptum has died along with his coach in a car crash in Kenya. The world record the 24-year-old set last year at the Chicago Marathon was ratified by International Track Federation World Athletics just last week. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your KCSR News Evening Update is brought to you by the Crestview Care Center, 420 Gordon Avenue in Chadron, where they offer professional care with Western hospitality. I'm John Axtell. Kansas couples in custody in Chadron on drug charges, with most of the credit going to Suki, the Chadron Police Department's new canine officer. Suki and her handler, Officer Seth Orsborn, responded along with Officer Christina Hansen to a call from a local motel manager who was ejecting two guests for possible marijuana use. Orsborn says when they arrived at the motel, they found 33-year-old Derek Howard and 39-year-old Tamara Perkins moving items from their room into a vehicle. While the officers were talking with Perkins and Howard, Orsborn activated Suki, who alerted to the presence of drugs in the vehicle, which was then searched along with the motel room. During the searches, Orsborn and Hansen found used syringes containing suspected methamphetamine, another 3.5 grams of suspected meth, suspected marijuana, and several items of drug paraphernalia. Howard and Perkins were both then placed under arrest and taken to the Dawes County Jail on identical felony charges of possession of a controlled substance and infractions for marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Bail for each is 10% of $15,000. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein says no charges will be filed against two off-duty Omaha police officers who shot and killed two men about 2 o'clock Saturday morning while working security at a nightclub in Omaha. Klein says a review of witness statements and surveillance video convinced him that Captain Jay Lovett and Officer Robert Soldo acted properly in using deadly force because one of the two men they shot had just shot at them. Police Chief Todd Schmetterer says 26-year-old Fernando Rodriguez Juarez, 28-year-old Jonathan Hernandez Rosales were each hit 3 times and died after being taken to an Omaha hospital. News conference yesterday included a compilation of surveillance video from several businesses showing scenes outside the nightclub around 2 o'clock Saturday morning after the bar had closed. Video showed Rodriguez Juarez and Hernandez Rosales in an argument with a group of people that included pushing and shoving. Captain Lovett and Officer Soldo broke it up, but as the others in the dispute were walking across a parking lot, Rodriguez Juarez and Hernandez Rosales pulled up in an SUV, with Rodriguez Juarez pointing a gun through a window and firing a shot at the group. The officers then returned fire, giving off a total of 21 shots. Your evening news update is brought to you by the Crestview Care Center, 420 Gordon Avenue in Chadron, where they offer professional care with Western hospitality. I'm John Axtell.
Crestview Care Center in Chadron. Whether your needs are long-term or short-term, let us be there for you. We offer unsurpassed therapy to get you back to as much independence as possible and maintain physical strength. We're also here to answer any questions you or your family may have about long-term care or our amazing therapy program. With over 40 years of commitment to the Chadron community, Crestview Care Center is here for you. Friend us on Facebook or visit us online at crestvcc.com.
The weather on the high plains can be tough, and when you live in these neck of the woods, you need a building that's going to be tougher. High Country Erectors in Hot Springs can set you up with the top-of-the-line Sentinel or Baylin steel building or Lesterwood post-frame structures. Maybe your current building just needs a touch-up. High Country Erectors can deliver with new steel roof or wall sheeting. It's time to get tough. High Plains tough with a steel building from High Country Erectors in Hot Springs. 605-746-6200.
KCSR weather. Tonight mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-20s with light west winds only as high as 10 miles an hour. They'll stay light tomorrow as we warm up to nearly 50 degrees and the sun should come out. That night a low chance of snow after 11 o'clock. Just mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-20s with light east winds. Wednesday a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy though, with a high only in the upper 30s, north winds as high as 15.
No, I ain't had nothing to drink. I knew that's probably what you think. If I drop by this time of night, remember way back when I promised you I'd drop in at one of those meetings down at the Y. They started talking about steps you take, mistakes you make, the heart you break, and the price you pay. I almost walked away. You could hear a pin drop when this old man still get up and said, I'm gonna say it again like I do every week. For those who don't know me, it's the simple things in life, like the kids at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. The devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot, just one more beer. Yeah, I've been there. That's why I'm here. This old boy stood up in the aisle, said he'd been living a life of denial, and he cried as he talked about wasted years. I couldn't believe what I heard. It was my life word for word. And all of a sudden, it was clear. It's the simple things in life, like the kids at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. Devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot, just one more beer. Yeah, I've been there. That's why I'm here. I know for us it may be too late, but it would mean the world to me if you were there when I stand. It's the simple things in life, like the kids at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. The devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot, just one more beer. Yeah, I've been there. That's why I'm here. Oh, I've been there. That's why I'm here.
The right time to go. Covering Dawes County and beyond, we're Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR.
Well, it's flying time again. I can't tell her where I've been. Lord, the story's never end. And it's flying time again. While she's waiting up for me, her tears fall.